the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
And we're back with the Hotshot Whiz Kids time machine. Man, it's been a while, huh?
Sure has. I mean, we haven't done it yet this year.
Yet this year or last year.
That's a New Year's joke.
Yeah.
I love New Year's jokes.
Yeah, I could do without. I don't even know when the last time we did a time machine.
Go back to work. You haven't been to work all year.
Yeah. Ooh, another shitty joke is when somebody gets a haircut. It's like, oh, you got a haircut, huh? Nope. I got all of them cut.
Would you get your ears lowered? Yeah. Imagine if you did get your ears lowered. Would it look like you got a haircut? Probably not.
Probably. So where are your ears then? If you got them
my lower, elbows.
That's pretty low. What? You have to raise your arm every time you want to hear.
Yeah. Be pretty good. Yeah. So anyways, we're in the Hot Wish Wish
what?
What? Hot Shot
Hot
Wiz Kids.
Shot, yeah.
Hot Shot Wiz Kids Time Machine. This week we are heading off or back to what date is it? March 14th.
3012.
March 14th, 1950. You know, we never go into the future.
We're I know. We're a pretty shitty time machine. We don't go to the past.
Well, we're the opposite of what a real time machine would have the capabilities of doing. It's kind of funny that way. Anyway.
What year?
March 14th, 1950.
Yeah, I don't really need the month and shit. Kind of just the year is all that's relevant.
And this is a program called The Mysterious Traveler. And
The Mysterious Traveler!
And this is an episode called The Big Brain.
The Big what?
The Big Brain.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to spell it out for you?
No, I got you. Just a little, go ahead and play it.
Welcome to the Big Brain.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Mysterious Traveler. Written, produced, and directed by Robert A. Arthur and David Coker.
Dad.
And starring tonight, two of radio's foremost personalities, Leon Janney and Marilyn Erskine.
Hey, tell him his audio sounds like shit. He's talking about a penis, right? You get your big brain and little
their
brain.
Their audio always sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Tonight, two of radio's foremost personalities, Leon Janney and Marilyn Erskine, in The Big Brain.
Yeah, there's no fixing that.
This is the mysterious traveler.
Wait, is this one better or is this one better? I got two different versions.
Oh, okay.
Plating machines are built and tested.
Oh, this is way better.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
It is evening, and the vast laboratory with its long rows of intricate-looking machines.
Is this a different episode?
Same episode.
Except for a young university professor. Settle back, get a good grip on your nerves, and be comfortable, if you can, as you hear the story I call The Big Brain.
I was the organist for these shitty shows back then.
My story begins in one of the...
He almost sounds like the Tales from the Crypt guy.
Worldwide business machine.
Tales from the Crypt.
In the wing of the plant is housed the huge laboratories of the company.
I call them laboratories.
Designed
because I'm
experimental
fancy.
Experimental calculating machines are built and tested.
Experimental calculating machine.
And the vast laboratory...
It calculates for you.
Intricate-looking machines.
The precursor to a computer.
Except for
pretty
a
good.
Young university professor, Lester DeWitt.
Yeah, that's the name. What Lester DeWitt?
DeWitt stands before a massive machine that dwarfs.
It's like he was making up the name as he went along, and this guy named
swiftly,
Lester DeWitt. Yeah, Lester DeWitt.
No one is named Lester anymore because everyone would call them Lester the Molester.
8.521 to the eighth digit, 74.3 to the third digit.
Are you buying something? Is that a cash register?
To the fourth digit.
That's a lot of money.
Is that you, Professor DeWitt?
Yes, Pop, I'm at the Big Brain. 0.527.
Isn't it funny? They were so impressed with the giant machine that did math. Meanwhile, you can buy a watch with a calculator in it for like a nickel.
Please remember my name.
That ain't shit.
Yes, Professor, I'm not supposed to allow anyone in here but our engineers and university people like yourself. But I figured seeing you and hers engaged.
Thanks, Pop.
That's all right.
That's your dad?
Young people get together.
I don't know.
Oh, Julia, I'm terribly sorry. I forgot completely. Were you waiting long?
Only a half hour. By then, I realized I'd been stood up.
Oh, well, I'm honest.
These is a half hour as well.
I had no idea.
16 minutes?
So late. I decided to run a test.
All times change.
It goes the other way. Well, how does time inflation go?
6:30 at the latest. And
if you could only see your face.
She must really like that dude, because he stood her up. She was waiting for a half hour, and she's just laughing. Doesn't give a fuck.
I just have to accept you for what you are. An absent-minded...
An asshole.
Yeah.
Well... So this is my rival. I've never seen such a huge machine.
Mm. Talking about my dick.
Weighs
right?
over 50 tons.
50 tons?
That's right.
It could add
Staff
2 plus 2.
Plant calls it the big brain.
It's the only one of its kind in the world, Julia.
Lester, those thousands
it's
of...
It's technology teams. Rivals a child's toy.
I know.
One of them is
Not even.
We worked so hard.
Oh, look at it. Do you realize that the big brain can calculate elliptical integrals?
Ooh. Is that good?
Good. Why, human mind has never been able to solve elliptical integrals.
Well, the, no we can do the integers and
but
the tangent.
Can.
Oh.
I don't know what an elliptical integral is.
You can solve in a few seconds a problem that would take a scientist
Remember
a life
sine, to cosine, all that shit in math? You need the scientific calculator for it?
Professor. Mm.
No? What's that?
That's just about boobs and calculator. That's all I have.
Winners of tomorrow's races.
So. It's
still 8005. Wait, 8-0-0-8-5.
Well,
it's boobs.
I gotta make me rounds. Nice talking to you, young folks.
Good night, Mr. Collins.
Oh, so this thing's gonna start predicting the future.
Oh, is it?
Well, they just you know.
I wasn't listening.
They said it wouldn't be funny if they did get picked on tomorrow's horse races.
Sometimes I think that you care more for that.
But you really don't believe that.
You really don't.
I can't fuck
that.
A computer. Not until the future.
Now we can. We have those attachments.
Hey, look, Pop left his
Which,
racing paper behind.
You know what?
Oh, here we go.
What are you looking through it for?
Hmm? Well, I've never read a racing sheet before. Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting.
No, I'm a gambling addict.
You know, this racing sheet is a treasury of facts. Why, in each race alone, there are over 1,000 facts to be taken into consideration. Yes.
What facts? I've never seen a racing sheet before, but what in there is a fact?
Well, horse won.
I'm inclined to think that horse racing was a matter of sheer luck.
Mark Zanis was the first horse to go across the finish line.
Look at all the information that's available in this paper.
Well, explain yourself.
I can't understand why Pop thought the big brain couldn't calculate the winners of these races.
You mean, you think it could?
I see no reason why it shouldn't.
Well, it can't calculate the winner, but it can calculate the odds.
No, we can do it.
But it's not going to be some exact thing where it's going to tell you the fucking future, dummy.
It's magic.
It's an experiment.
It's called statistics. Yes. You can do the odds, asshole.
Through the machine.
Oh, this I have to see. By all means.
All right. First,
I can do that in my head. Hey, this one guy has won every race for the last year. Guess who I think's going
to
win?
It's a matter of your reading the facts on past performances and my feeding it to the machine.
Here they are, looking at the computer.
Going away, $9.50. Flying Ghost.
Flying Ghost.
Mark Zanis, where's he at?
October 5th,
I like Flying Ghost. Yeah,
October 5th, 1949.
Belmont Park, three-year-olds and up, claiming...
They let three-year-olds gamble?
$5,000.
That's not right.
A mile and an eighth. Yeah. 120 pounds. Jockey Riker. Track fast.
I don't need you mumbling,
fourth,
dude. I don't talk about you. I'm talking about the guy.
Six, quarter fourth. Half fourth. Three quarters third. Mile third. Stretch third.
They really
third.
Know how to move things along
Too
back
late.
Then, huh?
Too late.
Driving.
I can't wait until we do our improv theater like this.
Keep my interest.
Next couple weeks. That's going to be fun.
Can't wait.
Does it. Eight races.
Let's got to get some sound
now
effects
that
together.
Now given all the facts to the machine, what's next?
I pull this lever.
Lever 2000.
And the calculator goes
For all your 2000 body parts.
Yeah, even though I'm pretty sure there's more or less.
How long does it take?
It's just a matter of seconds.
mean, do you really think it'll work?
Well, everything's a matter of seconds. Of if you convert it to
unless
seconds, your life
down
is a matter of seconds. I've been alive for 800 million seconds.
Nah. The solution has been attained.
What, dinner's ready?
Where is it?
I merely have to pull this lever, and it will be printed on a sheet of paper.
You just printed a... You just pulled a lever.
How many levers are you going to pull?
There.
Let me see it. First race winner, yet a deer. Place, speeding folly. Show, Quaker.
This information is useless until it actually happens.
It has the results of the other races as well.
Not yeah, sure. But as I said, it's just the odds.
Oh, yes, no question of that. Tomorrow night, we'll buy
sporting events, it doesn't really apply, man.
You see for
yourself. Len,
you and your fucking magic machine.
If you're so sure that these are the winners, why not make a small bet on the first race?
A small bet?
Yes. Bet $2 to win on
the He doesn't understand the concept of gambling.
Get a deer wins, as you see.
This machine shouldn't be for evil, you see.
Then the third,
well, you fucking
fourth,
prude.
Fifth.
Gambling isn't evil.
Do that?
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't be ethical. I'm here from the university as a guest of this company.
Oh, now let's stop.
Actually, I don't think it's unethical.
We've been saving for a year now to get married.
You're a fucking pussy, so
whatever.
If the machine
is right, we can win enough money to buy all our furniture. Who knows? Maybe even a house.
Because we're sleeping on the floor right now.
Oh, why are you so stubborn?
And you said even maybe even a house. So we're homeless now.
Yes, I know.
Please go.
Will he succumb to her pressures? Will he place his bet? Find out.
Pardon me. Where can I make a $2 wager?
Right here, friend.
$2, you poor bastard.
My pleasure.
In 1950, today's money, that's worth like $600.
That's my paycheck.
Yet a deer in the first race at Hialeah.
$2?
Yes, please.
All right, here you are.
Yeah, Matt. Here you go.
Yet a deer paid $620. Here you are.
Thank you. I'd now like to bet $6 to win on Morning Glory. In the second
Morning
race,
Glory, finally. Yeah.
Six on the nose of Morning Glory.
That's right.
Okay, you're covered.
Did you think people got paid to do these voices back then?
Ah, here he is, boss.
Come in, Professor DeWitt. Come in. I'm Victor King.
How do you know who I am?
It's my business to know the names of the people who patronize my establishments.
Don't
all
patronize
right,
me.
Okay, boss. I'll be outside. Wait.
Well, I understand, Professor, that you selected the winners of 8 straight races. And that I owe you $24,250.
Ooh, that's a good payday.
Yeah, not bad.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You find that I'm a businessman who pays off promptly. $1,000 bills be all right?
$1,000 bills.
They existed.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know what? What a pain in the ass is going to be to break this shit? You think I just go to the fucking store? We don't take anything off bigger than a 20. And all I have are thousands. Sorry.
$4,250. What's wrong? Lose something?
My wallet. I can't seem to find it.
Oh, yes. Your wallet. I have it here. Must have dropped it a little while ago in the racing room. One of my men found it and turned it over.
One of my men? I need a man.
Yeah.
Naturally, I had to go through it.
I mean, naturally.
Yes, I suppose so.
Besides $17, there are a number of things in it. Driver's license, a state university faculty card, a pass for admittance to a technical laboratory, a worldwide business
expired
machine.
Expired prophylactic.
And this sheet of paper.
Oh, yes. That.
You sound awfully nervous.
I know.
Has listed a selection of win, place, and shows for today's 8 races at Hialeah. Strangely enough, every horse in this list came in exactly as selected.
He's good at gambling. So what?
How do you explain that, Professor?
I don't have to explain it. Now, if you'll be so good as to return my wallet and everything that was in it...
Or he could just say...
I wrote them all down.
Yeah, those were my guesses. I guess I won, huh? I don't know. I'm good at this shit.
I don't have some magical machine who picks all the winners. I'll tell you that much right now.
Sit down, Professor.
Yes.
Why don't you listen, Professor? Say.
Really?
I'm going to bring in one of my men. He's going to stick the screws to you.
Will the professor be raped? Find out.
He showed me pictures that had been taken of me in the racing room. Half a dozen of them.
all showing me making bets.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no.
I told you it was a bad idea.
He even had a camera hidden in the wall of his penthouse office, which filmed everything I said and did up in that penthouse.
His photo's been blowing him now.
Yes, he certainly was.
But you didn't tell him how you'd gotten the winners of the races today.
No, but I think he suspects. He found my wallet.
Do you know how unlikely that'll be for him even to be, like, all, like, the racetrack guy to be all worked up over it? If he showed up, like, every day for a week and got all the winners, sure.
Pure and simple.
Yeah, one day.
One day. Dude showed up one day, had a lucky fucking streak.
And he could easily say, you know, those were my guesses.
Yeah, I guessed. I guess I was lucky this day.
You know how the
But no.
They'd regard my use of the big brain as dishonesty. Worse.
Oh, it's all my fault. All my fault.
It kind of is, yeah.
It was I who made you bet on those
things.
It was I who made you bet.
If I really hadn't wanted to, you couldn't have made me.
I don't know about that. She's pretty
persistent. What can I do?
Persistent.
I've got to supply King with the winners. If I don't, he'll expose me. Ruin my career.
He'll show my dick to everyone. He'll expose me.
What a...
Will that pussy professor give in? Find out.
What about a cigar, Professor? Drink?
No.
Now we're best friends. Yeah. I have all the results.
Really? How about some dancing girls, see?
Listen, if he gives me... If we split it 50-50, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
Yes, sir, I'm rolling to give him the money, he's not going to...
No. You remember, you saw that movie with the one that took Polaroid to the future?
Yeah.
And that guy was doing the same thing?
I told you before, I don't
You
want
saw what happens. Yeah. The guy always wants all the fucking money.
My purpose in coming here was...
Yeah, but he's not going to get to a machine in a college.
I can no longer go on.
I'm sure he could.
The trick is don't tell him.
They had fucking security.
Why not?
Don't tell him how.
Yeah.
How can I expect you to understand the matter of ethics?
Ethics? You can't. All I'm interested in is money.
All right.
Now listen to me, Professor. You're going on supplying me with winners. We're playing this out to the finish.
All right, when's it finished?
Finish? When will that be?
I'll let you know. Now, today is Monday.
All right.
I'm figuring on flying out to Santa Anita in a few days for the big handicap on Saturday.
You know I'm a pretty bright guy, right? I picked all these winners. You don't need to tell me what fucking day it is. I know what day it is.
Killing at the track.
I won't do it.
Now, Professor, we don't have to go over that again.
I'm a fucking professor. I know the days of the week.
Yeah, I see we do. Okay, Professor, I'll put it on the line. Straight, no trimmings. Sit down. This might take a little
time. Don't have a sitting down sound effect?
That's not the sound when I sit down.
The keyboard is a madman.
Organist. They don't have keyboards.
47 flights. A, 22 flights. B, 10 flights. C, 9 flights. Six flights.
If he had a real computer, he could be the calculations would be so much easier.
Yeah, I know.
Lester, so here you are. I've tried to find you everywhere.
Oh.
You wouldn't look at the one place? I mean, come on. It's kind of obvious where he's going to be.
Then I thought I'd come here.
His magic machine that tells the future?
I saw.
Well, what did he say? I mean, when you told him you were through with him.
He said that isn't the way he plays ball. It seems I have to play his way. Or else.
Do you understand how criminals work?
Mr. King is a master of blackmail.
He's not actually blackmailing him, is he? He's
know.
More just threatening him. He's not holding anything over him.
Because where's he going to turn in? Like, this guy knew all the results. Like,
yeah, this guy guessed all the fucking races. He's not blackmailing him at all. He's just threatening him.
I don't know whether or not it'll work.
Did they steal that movie? Did they steal this storyline?
Apparently they did.
Given all available flight information.
Can't remember the name of that movie.
And determine the date and time of a future plane crash.
A future plane crash?
Yes.
Oh, you see, now that's bullshit. There's no statistics that's going to supply you with even any kind of guess as to when a plane crash is going to be.
Decided what flight he's taking.
Well, what has that got to do...
Because now he's going to fucking kill him with the plane crash.
What else can I fight back with?
See, that's bullshit.
Maybe this whole experiment.
You know, finding the odds on a race? Sure. Yeah, I could buy that.
And
that makes sense.
To occur within the next
this
five
shit.
Days, I'm going to do my best to see to it that Victor King is on that plane.
That's a turn of events right there.
Oh, the professor's a murderer!
Yes,
is that my clock?
Is
what is that?
Maybe. Time will tell.
But you must listen to me.
You mustn't.
The officials and make a clean breast of things. I'm sure that
clean breast of things.
I haven't heard that expression. I like my breast dirty. If you know what I mean.
Let me see it. Flight 106, Universal Airlines, 4:30 p.m., New York to Los Angeles.
What facts did you put in your fucking computer to figure out when a plane crash was going to be?
Obviously, there's some kind of magic involved with this computer.
The fact that the pilots are drunk? The fact that they don't do maintenance on their planes ever? What did you put in there?
Lester, this information, it can't be right, can it?
It's the law of averages, Julia.
Yeah, but what are you averaging? Facts can work out an approximation. What facts?
Listen, this stuff is dumbed down for the listener, all right?
Apparently.
They weren't geniuses back then.
Everyone was a dumb piece of shit back then.
Fancy technology, you'd believe anything. Nowadays, you know that that can't happen.
106 will crash February 24th.
The big brain hasn't been wrong as yet. Though there's always a first time, of course.
But Les, if there's a possibility of that plane crashing, we've got to go to the airline and warn them.
If I went to them and told them, gentlemen, I believe that flight 106...
And it's not because I'm blowing it up. That's why I keep that in mind. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
They'd have me placed under mental observation.
But Les, if that plane crashes...
I don't think terrorism was a problem in the 50s.
You'll never forgive yourself.
What's going to be, will be.
Yeah, that's what I always say. That's my saying.
That's true.
What's going to be, will be.
And you're going to try to see to it that Victor King is on flight 106.
Yes.
Hello, Victor. I purchased a plane ticket for you. I know you're not going to Minneapolis, but I figured I'd give you a treat.
New York to Los Angeles, you already said.
Whatever. It's a sad organ now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Professor. This is Victor King.
Hello, Professor.
Yes, Mr.
I pretend to be on the road.
The guy you want to kill?
Well, I haven't heard the winners from Saturday's races at 10 on either.
I'm afraid I can't have them for you until Friday afternoon.
In Los Angeles.
Why not?
I've got to have last-minute scratches and other information.
Doing some scratchers?
To calculate the winners.
Friday afternoon? It doesn't give me much time to get to Santa Juanita.
Why don't I meet you at the airport Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock? There's a 4:30 plane to California. Flight 106.
That's a little weird that you know all the flight plans and everything.
Flight 106.
But all right.
I went on
4:30.
Your Priceline.com.
The airport at 4 o'clock.
Good.
Priceline negotiator.
Don't worry, King.
I don't think they have that yet.
I'll be there.
I got you a good deal. One-way trip. What was that? I need to get bitten.
You don't have to worry about that.
There's the gate for flight 106 straight ahead.
The one that's going
to
crash.
Won't you please go to the airline?
Ooh, maybe the guy's going to say,
106 may
come here, see? I want to take you with me on this trip.
I think I was insane. I'll be quiet.
Well, I bought tickets for two.
There's King standing at the gate with his bodyguard.
Well, Professor, you're going to get rather fine, aren't you? It's already 4:25. The plane's ready to leave.
I was delayed by traffic. Here's the list of winners for tomorrow's races.
Good. Walk me to the plane. I want to talk to you.
All right.
Hey. Big race tomorrow. Citation isn't the winner?
That's right.
I wonder what that noise is supposed to be in the background.
Perfect. The plane?
Perfect. All the big money will be on.
No wonder that thing's going to crash. Sounds like shit.
All passengers, please get aboard.
Sure thing,
get aboard, please.
All passengers are going to die momentarily. Please get on board.
Surprise?
Yes, that's right. Me and Steve here are taking you with us. We're going to show you the time of your life.
Yes, sir. But we can't go.
Didn't I just fucking call this shit? This predictable bullshit.
Friday, we'll have you back by Monday, and I'll get aboard.
But we haven't any clothes.
Yes, you have. I brought along clothes for both of
us. Why would he do that?
And how did he know he was going to bring his fucking girlfriend with him? He just happened to buy, like, a shitload of extra plane tickets?
And girls are very particular about their clothes. You can't just pick who was guest aside.
Yeah, I just figured he'd bring his best gal with him.
Tell him to put her down. Come back.
Killer?
Okay, stewardess, they're going aboard.
And I don't know what things were like in the 50s, but you just couldn't grab a woman against her will and just bring her on the plane and no one's going to say anything. Probably.
Les, what time is it?
Julia, stop asking me the time every minute. I just told you.
What's the matter with you two? Don't you like flying? Been sitting on the edge of your seats ever since we took off.
Yeah, you think they were going to
well, the edge is all I need.
California.
My ass is pretty small.
The best time they ever had.
Les, I can't stand this much longer.
You've got to tell them. It's our only chance.
Tell them what?
Tell them?
Yes.
Our only chance? Because we all packed parachutes?
King.
D.B. Cooper style.
Come a little closer. I've got something to tell you.
I want to kiss you.
What is it?
This plane. It's going to crash at 6:31.
It's going to crash. He had so much information, he knew the exact time it was going to crash.
The plane is going to crash.
I like a joke, but that's not funny.
Kind of a little funny.
It's going to crash.
Same way I found out about the winners. The big brain.
If you aren't leveling with me, I'll... Yes, you are.
All right.
He's easily convinced.
Convince him pretty quick.
I'm scared, too.
Why would you get on this plane, you moron?
Why'd you let us in for this? You must have known before we got on this plane.
You.
Oh, I get it.
Wait a minute,
you
see?
You didn't figure on me taking you along.
Hey, boss, we've got to do something.
I'll settle with you two later. Come on, Steve.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Have the gun ready, Steve.
Shoot the pilot in the head so you don't crash?
Yeah, sure.
Here's what we take over.
Ooh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, sir, but passengers aren't allowed up here.
Steve.
They took over the plane? God, how does that solve the problem of them fucking...
It does, and it causes the crash.
Yeah, I know, but even...
What for?
Because I say, son, I don't argue. Land this plane.
That's why it crashes, because he's on the plane.
Shut up. Set it down now. This minute. Make an emergency landing.
You must be out of your mind.
Steve, count
see, this kind of these kind of storylines have been going on for years.
My God, this is a fucking 1950, and it's the same shit they do today. Man, people really don't have an imagination anymore, do they?
Pete, give me a reading.
Speed, 240 mph. Altitude, 4,500.
As we come over this mountain...
Man, same old shit over and over again.
Set down on it. Go let us stall, boss. We gotta get down.
Come on, put this plane down.
They say that it's the same, like, fucking Shakespeare and shit.
Yeah.
They just pretty much do the same stuff that he did, just kind of rehash it and change it around a little bit, and I guess they're right.
We better circle the field a couple of times.
For like the last few hundred years, we just do the same stuff over and over again. Just dress it up.
We are now preparing to land.
We are now preparing to land.
In this field, because this gunned madman is forcing me. Because this other guy...
You guys better go back to your seats, fast your belts.
Because this other guy's a professor, he just thinks we're going to crash, I guess.
We can keep an eye on you.
Yourself.
But little did he know that he causes the crash.
Me strap ourselves in, do you? Cut the chatter and land.
I want to tell someone to cut the chatter. Cut the chatter and cash me out.
Altitude, 800 feet.
Cut the chatter and cut my hair.
Down.
Yeah, that's down. A little risky.
Landing gear down.
Landing gear down.
All right. Listen, I don't need to landing fucking recap.
On. Landing lights on.
Reading.
Speed. 180 miles.
You gonna repeat that?
Altitude, 500 feet. Speed, 145. Altitude, 200.
I mean, they're coming into a nice, calm landing. I don't know if they're still gonna crash.
I'm sure they're going to. I mean, that's the whole
point. Yeah, but they're like going really slow. They got their landing gear down.
115.
Look, I mean...
114.
95.
Oh, my God, this takes fucking forever.
70.
Really building up the tension here.
Bob, really.
There's a drainage ditch across the field. Take her up.
Too late. Hang on.
Yeah, they crashed.
Oh! It's like I just hit the elbows on the keys.
I guess. It goes to show you, you cannot tempt the fates. Can't beat destiny.
Oh, my head. Just lie quietly, Lester.
Julia.
Oh.
Julia, where am I?
You're in a hospital. Huh? You've been unconscious almost 3 hours. Oh. But the doctor says you'll be up in a few days.
Except you don't have legs or arms anymore.
Yes. Julia, you all right?
I was just shaking up looking at...
After a plane crash, that's pretty good.
Victor King. What about him?
King and his bodyguard, Steve, were killed.
Everything worked out. Look at that.
When the plane crashed, they were up front without safety belts.
Anybody else killed?
No, a half dozen were hurt. But they'll all live.
Oh, yeah, everything
worked out. Look at that calculations. Oh, that you mean six.
Gonna have to use a big brain for that one.
That means we're free, Julia. He was the only one who knew about the big brain. the way I was getting
big
those
big brain.
Yes, miss, we're free.
Strange. The big brain picked the winners. But it was wrong about the plane crash.
What are you talking about? It did fucking crash.
Yes. After all, the only reason the plane crashed was because King forced the pilot to make an emergency landing.
You're overlooking just one fact, Les.
What?
The plane crashed at 6:31 p.m. The exact moment that the big brain said it was. How do you explain that, Professor?
I was saying, we need an organ for this part.
I know.
Wow.
I picture him shaking his head in disbelief at that point.
That was pretty good.
Wow, yeah. They had some kind of entertainment back then, huh? Are they in a train now? I thought they were on a plane.
This is the mysterious traveler again.
Oh, the mysterious traveler rides a train.
Young
huh?
Professor okay. DeWitt had a good deal to talk.
Yeah, he's like the narrator, so he just travels around telling people stories.
Yeah, I guess the whole point of this show was some dude rides a train and bothers people. Because he'd be like, dude, I mean, I'm trying to enjoy this train. We're trying to see the sights and stuff. I mean, thank you for your story, but I'm not interested.
I guess.
Yeah, that just keeps on harassing everyone.
Yeah.
Man, they loved shit back then, huh?
Yep.
It is interesting, though, how the storylines are pretty similar to what we have today.
Never works out. You know what? Having a genie, having a time machine, never fucking works out.
No, because...
I would like things to be great.
Because the stories don't work that way, because they need to show you... It's like, oh, listen, you can't have everything, blah, blah, blah.
How would I get...
Be happy with what you have.
How would I become super rich, and then, life goes on.
Yeah, no, if you got super rich, you'd have to get some terminal disease, and you wouldn't have enough time to spend your money. No, let's have that story where, guess what, we win the fucking lottery, and we live happily ever after. We all live out our fantasies for a really long time, but life is great. That's my fucking movie. Assholes.
That's it.
Yeah, anyway, fuck this shit. Watch out, WizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.